It's tax time, and it's the most boggling time of year for me especially. And so,
and COVID's making it worse.
It is, isn't it? There's so much going on at the moment. So Brent from Next Accounting joins us on the line right now. Brent, first of all, what are we, with everything that's gone on with COVID, what are the top things that we need to be watching out for this tax time?
Yeah, so there's a few things that are floating around at the moment that the ATO have changed for us. So for those people that are working at home, there's actually a easier way now to claim the fact that you've been working from home. So they've introduced what's called the shortcut method, which basically means 80 cents per hour that you've been working from home, you'll be able to put a claim in your tax return for that.
Oh, that's pretty good, isn't it? And how closely are they monitoring that? Like, is it pretty easy to just get away with it?
Well, I mean, you just want to have some sort of proof from your employer that you had to work from home. But basically, the 80 cents an hour will cover your phone, your internet, any office furniture and electricity and all that stuff that you might have had to use when you worked at home. So, you know, if you did a 40-hour week, 80 cents an hour from home, it doesn't work out to be too much, but at least it's something that they're giving us for working at home.
Yeah, that's pretty good that they've put that out as like a blanket thing for everyone.
So we don't need like a diary or logbook for the hours working at home?
I wouldn't say so, mate. I think your best bet would just be to have something from your employer that states that you had to work from home and that you did your normal job from home. And if you can get that from the employer, you should be right to go for the 80 cents. It is only for the period 1 March to 30 June, though. So you can't do it for the full year, just for that period there. Otherwise, you're back to the normal home office rules, which I think is 52 cents or something like that. So they've just bumped it up for COVID, I think, because so many people had to incur costs to start working from home.
Yeah.
They've given us that slightly higher rate.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good to know. Now, every year the ATO comes sort of out with what specifically they're cracking down on and going to be auditing closely this year. What is it for this financial year?
Yeah, so this year it's all COVID-related from what we're seeing. They haven't come out with the normal sort of audit list. I think they're being a little bit friendlier while we're going through the coronavirus stuff. So this year it's very much about the COVID stuff. So they're cracking down on people that have accessed the government money or their own super, perhaps when they shouldn't have. So for people that have said that they were impacted by the coronavirus and took the money out of super, you'd probably be expecting a phone call on that one. And then you've also got all your job seeker, job keeper payments. At the moment, it looks like they're going to be cracking down mostly on the job keeper.
Okay.
So particularly for employers out there, they want to be very careful and mindful that they've done everything right in that space. For what we're seeing, there's a team of people in Townsville ready to audit the Central Queensland region. And there's a couple of other things that have been done for businesses as well. The pay-as-you-go withholding boost. They're from what we're seeing, that's the main thing that they look like they're going to be cracking down on at this stage. They haven't really released anything too specific. To be honest, I don't think anyone's listening to the ATO too much at the moment anyway.
Bigger things to what we're worrying about.
More so than usual.